there is not that much openly discussed halacha in Parshas Vayigash, but there is the opening line of the Parsha, which does hint to us a Jewish custom that everybody observes when they daven before the daven Shmoneh Esrei, and that is the three steps. The three steps that we take before Shmoneh Esrei are a bit of a discussion regarding their source and where they come from. The three steps at the end of Shmoneh Esrei that we take back, that is clearly discussed in the Gemara, and that the halachic reasons behind that are clear. So that's maybe a shiur for another time. But for tonight, we want to discuss the three steps that we take forward before we begin Shmoneh Esrei. Let's begin. The first source, there are three reasons given. Actually, see, there's five, but there's three main reasons given in the Rishonim, and the earliest source is Rashi, mentioning the minhag to take three steps forward. The first is brought in the Rokeach HaGadol in Shin Chav Beis. The Rokeach says that before beginning Shmoneh Esrei, you should take three steps forward. K'sheyachpotz lehispalel, yelech lefanav gimel tesios. Before, as you rise up to daven, you should take three steps forward. Shekasuv gimel hagashos letfilah. Because we find in the Torah, in Tanakh, there are three people who were vayigash, who approached in a form of tefillah. And the first is in by Avram Avinu. Vayigash Avraham and Bracious Yud Ches records how Avram davened on behalf of stone. Right? It says, Vayigash Avram, Vayomar, Ha'af Tispet Tzadikim Rasha. And Avram says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how could you judge the people of stone this way? And then in this week's parsha, in Bracious Mem Dal, it records how Yehuda went to defend Binyamin. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. That Yehuda approached Yosef in order to defend Binyamin from the charges of stealing the goblet. Now the issue with that is that it's clear from the Pshat and the Psukim that he was Vayigash, he approached in order to confront Yosef, not as a form of tefillah. By Avram it was clear, Avram went to daven on behalf of stone. But where do we see that Yehuda approached as a form of tefillah? So this is in the Bracious Rabbah there, in Parak Tzadi Gimel, Osvav. So the Medrash there says, Hagasha Rabbanan Amri L'tefillah. He approached with a sense of tefillah before he went before Yosef as well. And then we also see this from Eliyahu HaNavi in the next line brought here in the Rokeach, in Melachim Aleph, in Perek Yud Ches, in the famous story of Eliyahu Bahar Karmel, as Eliyahu has been done berating the Nevi'ei Baal and making fun of them for their silly avodah zarah, that it's not working to have a fire come down and consume the korbanos in Har Karmel in front of the show, in front of Bnei Yisrael. So as Eliyahu begins his tefillah, it says, Vayihi ba'alos ha-mincha, and it was at the time of Mincha, Vayigash Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaNavi approached, and then he began to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Hashem, please answer us on behalf of Bnei Yisrael to make a Kiddush Hashem. So we see three people using the expression of Vayigash approaching in a form of tefillah, and therefore, says the Rokeach, that we see from here, that a person should take three steps forward when it comes to davening. This is the first source in the Rokeach. This is cited by the Darkei Moshe, the Rama, in his first work on the Beis Yosef. And then again, the Rama hints to this as well in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadi Hei, as the halacha that one should take three steps forward before beginning Shmoneh Esrei. This is mentioned by the Bir Hagra as well. And many Achronim cite the Rokeach as the reason for taking three steps forward. Source number two for taking three steps forward is from the Beis Medrash of Rashi. There's the Sefer HaPardes. The Sefer HaPardes is a book that, as we say, is miyuchas to Rashi. We can't say 100% sure that it's Rashi himself, but we can say that it certainly comes from his Beis Medrash, from his Talmidim, recording his approaches in his Torah. So on page Shin Chav Tes, in the edition that was classically used for the Sefer HaPardes, it records the name of Rashi as follows, that it says in Yecheskel and Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, regarding the Merkava, V'raglehem regel yishara, right? U'lefichach mafsia lefanav shalosh psios kodem tfilasu. And there we see from here that you should take three steps forward, lachas tfilasu holech la'acharav, and then in parentheses, and after that you should take three steps back. Why? Desiv v'raglehem regel yishara. And the feet of the Malachim that Yechezkel saw in the Ma'aseh Merkava, in the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says that he saw V'raglehem Regal Yishara, Harei Shlosh Regalim, V'raglehem, the fewest amount of plural is two, and then Regal again is another leg. So this hinting of referencing the Malachim and how the Malachim looked and the description of their legs, three times the word Regal references three steps says Rashi in the Sefer Apardes, and therefore this is why we take three steps, to in some way connote or to mimic or to bring about the image of the Malachim with their leg. Which is interesting because the whole image is that the Malachim have one leg, but then we turn it into three steps. So whatever it is, obviously there's some idea here based on the Psukim that's not really being fleshed out, but this is the reference number two from the base friends of Rashi. It's found in the Siddur Rashi as well in Simon Chavtes, the Machzor Vitri, or Simcha Vitri, who is the Talmud of Rashi in Simon Chafal, quotes it as well, and the Siddur Rabbeinu Shlomo of Germiza on page Kuf Gimel, all bringing, these are all from the Bali Atosos, all from the same base Medrash, saying the reason comes from Yecheskel. That is reason number two. Reason number three for the three steps is from the Sefer HaManhig in Simon Mem Dalem. And he says clearly, to reference the three camps of Israel, Machane Yisrael, Machane Levi, Machane Shechina. Each step is a reference or indicating a sense of coming closer to Hashem. The first step, coming into the camp of Yisrael. The second step, bringing you closer to the camp of Levia, that comes closer to the Mishkan. And finally, the Machane Shechina, where the Aaron and the Mishkan itself rests. That is the final step to bring you closer to Hashem. So all three, I would say reasons one and three, certainly reflect an idea of coming closer, a sense of approaching. It's, again, reason number two of the legs of the Malachim and Yecheskel, it's hard to figure out exactly what it is, but there certainly is a sense of approaching or coming closer, is the idea of taking the three steps. The whole debate is, where is the source going to come from? But there is a sense of approaching and coming closer. However, the Levush does not cite any of this. Levush is the Talmud of the Ramah, and you would think that in many cases Levush should mimic what his Rebbe said, but Levush does not cite any idea of taking three steps before Shemona Esrei. And this bothers many people. If you see here, in the Elio Rabbah, here in Simon Sadi, the Elio Rabbah is a commentary on the Levush. So, he writes, V'kasav hanachas tzvi, lo yadati lama hishmito halavush adkan. He says, I don't know why the Levush left out the halacha, or the custom, of taking three steps forward. So the Elia Rabba answers, "V'efshar d'sfar le, d'zeh k'sh'omeid b'mekomo b'veso, aval k'sh'kvar holach b'mekomo k'dei l'spalel, mikol shkin k'sh'holach l'beis ha'knesses ein sar." Elia Rabba says, if you came out of your house, and you came to shul, and you walked into shul, that wasn't enough steps for you. That was a lot of steps in order to come to davening. You approached Hashem all the way when you walked out of your house. So since you walked into shul, and you walked into Beis HaKnesses, and you approached Hashem by coming to shul, there's no reason to say it. And Levush is speaking about a normal person who's getting up in the morning and coming to shul. And therefore, there's no reason, says Levush, according to Elia Rabba, that a person should have to take three steps forward if you have already approached Hashem by coming to shul. But he would agree, explains to Elia Rabba, if you're davening in your house, so then, since you're not really going anywhere, you're just in your house, you would have to take three steps forward. This is the Elia Rabba's explanation of Levush, because Levush seemingly did not mention this halacha in a very open way. The Sefer Yukachna, here in Simon Sadihei, rejects this and says it's clear from the Rokeach, the Ramah, that you should take three steps forward regardless of where you're davening. You could be davening in your house or in a hotel, or in the shul, whatever it is. All the psukim clearly indicate a sense of approaching no matter where you are. It's the idea of the thing you do before Shemona Esrei, regardless of what's going on, and therefore he rejects the explanation of the Elia Rabba. The Prima Gadim cites the Elia Rabba and says clearly that he disagrees that it all should be done in the Beis HaKnesses, and we should take three steps forward before Shemona Esrei. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal HaTanya, he says that it's proper to be machmir for the Rokeach, and that this is the minhag. Although, there should be noted that the Minchas Elazar started in the Darkei Chaim V'Shalom, and the Cypher started in Orchos Rabbeinu Chelek Aleph, both did not take three steps before Shemona Esrei, but no reason is given. This is what their Talmidim observed, that they did not take three steps forward when it came to davening. So the Stipe and the Minchas Elazar, I guess, are alone with the Levush, but clearly, as the Ramah brings, the Minig and the Halacha and Klal Yisrael, as we do take three steps forward before Shemona Esrei. It would be clear, even though the Ramah doesn't say this, that the three steps should be right foot first, then left foot, then right, because whenever we do things going forward, we begin with the right, as opposed to when we take three steps back from Shemona Esrei, we're supposed to begin stepping back with the left to indicate the reluctance and the difficulty of stepping back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we take our three steps forward, we should step forward with the right, as we find in other areas of halacha. Then the Elia Rabba adds, this is a bit of a debate as well. He says, Gam nira she'ein sarach lachzor la'acharav kedei leilech lefanav, dahainu kishomed esa hakosa. He says, you don't need to take three steps back in order to take three steps forward. The whole point, he says, of taking three steps back is that you want to end up in your seat when you're davening. Because if everyone in the whole shul just took three steps forward, so you'd end up in the other guy's chair. So there's no purpose, there's no halachic reason, says the Eli Rabba, to take three steps back. The nafkamin, he says, is if you're davening by a wall. If you're davening by a wall, so then you can just stand there. You don't have to take three steps back so you can then not walk into the wall. If you can't take three steps forward because you're by a wall, then that's all you have to do. But there's no chiyuv to put yourself in the position to take three steps forward. And therefore, the taking three steps back is only a way, says the Eliyahu Rabba, not a halachic reason, but only a way to put yourself in the same spot. Yeah.
Does
it
mean if you're standing, if you're back against the wall, so you can't take
three
steps back?
Gam gnir she'en the hainu, correct. If the wall's in back of you, you wouldn't have to go out of your way.
You can
just go forward. Correct. This is according to the Eliyahu Rabba, that there's no inyan of taking three steps back. Now, the Magen Giborim, Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson, in the Sefer on Shulchan Aruch, in the Alpha Magen, he cites the Eliyahu Rabba and then says, the Minhag Olam is to take three steps back. He says, that may be very nice, but he says, when I walk into shul, everyone takes three steps back before they take the three steps forward for Shmon Esrei. And this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Sadihei, Sifkas and Gimel, based on this comment of the Magen Giborim, that the minhag is to take three steps back and then take three steps forward. Now, let's look at the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim on the next page does something that is unique, because generally the Kaf HaChaim, Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer, and his very important commentary on Shulchan Aruch, so he generally has very small pieces. He makes small comments, a few mar makamos. But here, he goes out of his norm, and he has a very long piece here discussing the three steps forward and the three steps back. Let's look how the Kaf HaChaim discusses this. He cites the Kitzur Shlah in Reish Dinei Tfilas Shmona Esrei, who writes, Kasav, Demasha Kasav HaRokeach, the fact that the Rokeach writes, Shitzarech LaHafsia Lefan of Gimel Psios, you need to take three steps forward, but Salomar Yelech LaAcharav Gimel Psios, Kedeshe Yivse Acharkach Lefan of Gimel Psios. He says you should take three steps back and then take two steps forward, according to the Kitzur Shlah. V'hatam shenigash Moshe Rabbeinu al v'shalom kodem tfilaso l'soch gimel pesios, because Moshe Rabbeinu himself also took three steps in his davening. He entered Choshech, then the Anan, and then the Arafel. Three different manifestations or descriptions of coming closer to Hashem, coming towards the Shechinah, the cloud of glory, and we want to mimic those three steps as well when Moshe davens and Aaron davening. So this is a fourth reason as to why we take three steps forward. V'zeu gamkein hatam la'achar sim tulas yudches posim gimel psios, and this is why we take three steps back, la'acharav, la'achzor mitoch osen gimel mechitzos, because we are exiting now the Arafel, the Anan, and the Choshech when we finish davening to Hashem. V'harav chut hashami, in Siman Nun Dalad Kasav, Chova al Hamispal Kashem Shaposel Achav Gimel Psios, Zechel Gimel Milin Shinisrachach Yisrael Mehar Sinai, B'Shas Matan Torah. He says we take three steps back, referencing the three mil that Bnei Yisrael were sent back by Matan Torah. Kach Tzarech Gam Kein Lachzor Lefan of Zechel Osam Gimel Milin Shechazru Yisrael V'Niskarvu. We take another three steps forward to correspond to the three mil, the measurements of distance, that Bnei Yisrael came backwards after they were sent back from observing the incredible events of Har Sinai. V'in eino osekein, nirik'i'u eino mode shechazru v'niskarvu l'Yisrael v'matzan Torah chas v'shalom. And if you don't do that, you're apparently giving a description that they did not reapproach Hashem by matzan Torah. V'od sham rayah, he says, go look there as well. V'hevi'u shliach tzibor, this is brought in the Sefer Shliach Tzibor, Daf Kuftes Amar Aleph. The Chayin Kasav Achesed LaHavram and Siman Tzadi Gimel. De Yachzer Gimel Psios LaAcharav. V'Shuv Yachzer L'Mkomo. And again, we see as well, the Chesed LaHavram says you take three steps back and then three steps forward. The Aviu Harav Chaim Pelagi in the Sefer Kaf HaChaim, not this Kaf HaChaim, another Kaf HaChaim, in Siman Tesvav Ospeis. The Chayin Kasav B'Kitzer Shulchan Aruch Siman Yudches Ospeis. V'Ayin LaHarav. In Ben Yishchai, in Parshas Peshalach, in Oskimel, Shekasov, the Degam imhu Yoshev Rachok mimakom sh'omed bo,
L'hispalel yelech tchila l'makom she'omei l'hispalel bo v'yachzul achrav gimel p'sios. He says you should first take three steps back v'yachzul oso makom she'omei bo, and then take the three steps forward to the place you want to daven b'tfila. D'yesh sod bazeh. So the Ben Yishai gives us a reason that is alpi kabbalah that he does not reveal to us. There's an inyan of kabbalah to take the three steps back before the three steps forward. Gimel p'sios kodem shiyasko l'spal ayin sham. V'nirali od, tam achar. I have another reason, says the Kav HaChaim. Ki ayidei she'omid b'mekomo v'chozol achara gimel p'sios v'achakach chozol mekomo, by taking the three steps back and then taking the three steps forward, his palel mora hachna l'fnei Hashem. It shows a sense of submission that before I approach Hashem, I show that I am lowly and I take three steps back first. Shehu mispachid lageshes lefano, that I'm afraid to approach Hashem. L'hispalel mipachduhu oso, because of my fear of him. V'aldavar shamru chazal, in maseches hariga alpi v'chayos ratzu v'shuv, that they ran back and forth. Look at Rashi over there. L'acharav achachachos lefano, they go back and forth. L'hispalel l'haroski inu roi l'hispalel if they yudches ki im b'midas hachesed. The fact that he comes down before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because of his chesed, not because we are worthy. Hashem is a fire that consumes. We are dirt of the ground, rima v'tala, worms. And it gives us a sense before who we are standing before. And I think this is a beautiful explanation from the Kaf HaChaim. Again, practically, probably most likely the reason why we take two steps back is that we end up in the place we want to be. But the Kaf HaChaim gives a beautiful reason as well. Then it shows a sense that before I brazenly just walk up to Hashem, first I take three steps back first, and I have a moment to realize that it's brazen of a person to go and approach Hashem to make such requests. So this is the explanation of the Kaf HaChaim, explaining why we take three steps back and giving other explanations to three steps forward. Look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Rosh Shlomo Gansfried, in Perek Yudches, Os Beis, V'yelech Gimel P'sios La'acharav, V'yomer Tehilos El'yom. So now he tells us when we should do this. In his order, or he observed the minhag in his community, is that first they would take three steps back, and then they would say Tehilos El'yom, which is what Artskol writes. Some say, or some will take three steps back by Tehilos El'yom. Ad Gal Yisrael. V'den, v'az yachzur lefano gimel psios derech karov hagash lemelech. Now he says something important as well. The three steps are not taken until you say Gal Yisrael. Not before you say Gal Yisrael, but he writes that the minhag that he saw is that you say Gal Yisrael while after you take the three steps back, and then say Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, and then take three steps forward.
So
they do discuss whether this is a hefsek or not. They say it's not a hefsek because it's l'tzorach the tefillah, just like saying Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is part of the tefillah.
It's also part of it.
What?
And you can't have a hefsek because then also, like all the kishim you don't do. And stuff,
yeah,
like
so by shachris we don't do those things. Correct. So, but they say the walking is simply walking is not considered enough of a hefsek. So whatever the minhag you've been doing is probably you should probably keep. I don't think we're so mapped at exactly where we take the three steps, but Rosh Shlomo Gansfried is simply recording the minhagim that he saw in his community. He doesn't have a source for that. He's simply observing what he saw. Now, the question is about the Shliach Tzibur now. When the Shliach Tzibur, when the Chazan repeats Shmona Esrei, so what is he, when is he supposed to take his three steps, when the Chazan by Mincha, the Ramosha Feinstein is recorded by the River Safraim in Chelik Beis Peites, that Ramosha Feinstein with Shliach Tzibur, he would take his three steps forward before saying Kaddish by Mincha, because he held that Kaddish was part of Shmona Esrei. So Ramosha would say, would finish Ashrei, take three steps back and three steps forward, and then say Kaddish. What's going on here? So let's look at the River Safraim. Ra'isi v'mori v'rebi harav hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein shlita. Shispalel ma'ariv v'fnei ha'amod u'posa gimel psios. Before the saying of Kaddish, he would take his three steps forward. V'achakach amar ha'kaddish u'miyad hischa shvon esrei. And then begin shvon esrei, which is not what we normally see. Normally, the Chazan says Kaddish, takes his three steps, and then begins Shemoneh Esrei. But Rav Moshe, apparently, would take his three steps before Kaddish, say Kaddish, and then go right into Shemoneh Esrei. V'lo yadati tam delo pasach Kaddish. I don't understand. What's the big deal? You say Kaddish, and then you take the three steps. Oh, I don't understand what he was doing. So at this point, Rabbi Greenblatt was already in Memphis, so he had to write and find out what was going on. So he has a whole, it's very confusing, he has a whole discussion of what he thinks is going on, and then he just says, and I got a letter from Rav Dovin Feinstein explaining to me what the reason was. So I wasn't exactly sure what the whole purpose of all of his halachos were when he had the answer right in front of him, but nevertheless, we'll skip to the good part, and we'll see Rav Dovin Feinstein's answer. He said, "V'nei sha'alti l'vno shamor v'rabbi shlita harav agon Rav Dovin Feinstein shlita v'kasav li v'zel l'shar." He writes, "V'sha'alti l'mori v'rabbi adoni mori v'rabbi harav agon shlita v'amar li shehakadosh hu chelek min ha'shmoneh esrei." Rav Moshe felt that the Kaddish is part of Shmoneh Esrei. V'lachein, af b'mincha tzarech ha'shas l'psoa kodem ha'kaddish. And therefore, even by mincha, a person should make the three steps before the Kaddish and mincha. And he has his own explanation. So this is the explanation of Moshe, but this is clearly not the minhag. The minhag is that we say Kaddish and then take the three steps. What if a person is late to davening, and now they need to take their three steps, and someone behind them already started Shemoneh Esrei, so it's clear as well from the poskim that is not ma'akev Shemoneh Esrei, and it's preferable to not walk in front of someone or walk around in front of someone who's already davening Shemoneh Esrei, simply start your Shemoneh Esrei where you are, and not take your three steps. I want to quote now from a beautiful explanation regarding the three steps that I saw in the Archgold book on Shemoneh Esrei. This is from Avram Chaim Feuer, and he does something very interesting. He gives an explanation now that he says it's from the Baal Shem Tov, but it's not really from the Baal Shem Tov. So I'll clarify what he's saying. He writes as follows. He says, "Before commencing Shemoneh Esrei, it is customary to take three steps backwards in order to come three steps forward. The Baal Shem Tov explained this with a parable. When a parent teaches his child to walk, he beckons the toddler to take two or three steps towards him. As the child slowly comes closer, the parent backs away in order to encourage the youngster to walk a bit more. Similarly, God often appears to withdraw from our lives and conceal himself. As the prophet says in Yeshayahu, 'You are God who hides himself, a kel mistatzer.' This is not a sign of divine displeasure and rejection. To the contrary, God himself withdraws to arouse us to intensify our search for him. He steps back, as it were, so we will take the steps to follow him." And he cites the Kedusha Slavi in Parsha Shmos. Now that is in the Kedusha Slavi in Parsha Shmos. Then he continues, "As we prepare to renew our relationship with God through the Amidah encounter, we symbolically reenact this concept as if to say, we are not discouraged when God takes three steps backwards, because we realize that his purpose is to encourage us to take three steps forward towards him." It's a beautiful idea, and it's a very nice mashal, and it's certainly some truth to that. But that's not what the Kedusha Slavi says. The Kedusha Slavi is talking about something else, and Rabbi Feuer brilliantly attaches it to the reason of taking three steps forward. But I don't want anybody to misconstrue and think that the Baal Shem Tov is talking about taking three steps forward. He's not. He's talking about the idea of Hashem hiding himself and acting like a parent who takes steps away from the child. But it is not the Baal Shem Tov saying that that's the reason why we take three steps forward. So these are the different explanations given for the taking of the steps. As we said, there's a lot more discussion about the taking three steps backwards, and the three steps forwards are not often discussed as much because they kind of get subsumed in just getting ready for Shemoneh Esrei, so we don't think about them. But we've given five explanations, maybe even six, according to Rabbi Feuer, attaching it to the Baal Shem Tov, hopefully giving us a little bit more pause to understand what we're doing and why we are doing it, and a few more seconds of thinking and introspection before we begin our own Shemoneh Esrei.